Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today is a self-proclaimed visionary and has been super spiritual throughout her entire life. She is a 10-year certified spiritual empowerment coach, Reiki master healer, and meditation facilitator. Her specialty is guiding women through some of their toughest hurdles, whether they are experiencing grief, stress, overwhelm, or lack in direction. She opened her Karma Connects Wellness Center in Abington back in 2013 and is here today to connect and share her story with us. Lennon Munoz, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. This is so exciting.
You are so lovely, and your wellness center is lovely. And you started back in 2013 is when you opened it. But I want to kick off the show by asking you, I love that you said you're super spiritual. So when did you first discover that you were super spiritual?
That's a great question. I feel like I have been super spiritual since I was just so young. It's more of this intrinsic feeling that you get. And I feel like that it blossomed more so through some of my deepest struggles that I went through in my life.
Yeah. And you say that we all have dark stuff. So how did your healing path begin? And feel free to share whatever you want to share, but don't share anything that you don't want to share. But how did your healing path begin? And when did you know that you wanted to guide other women?
That's another great question. So my healing path began, you know, I feel that our healing path begins the moment that we are born. Because at that moment, we are actually heading in a direction where we're physically dying. So a lot of times our experiences that we have in our life that are tragedy, trauma, pain, struggle, strife can actually be viewed as a signal or a path that can ultimately lead us to a spiritual way of living. And that's going to look different for everyone. For as many people there are in this world, there is a different way of being spiritual. There's a different way of connecting to your spirituality. And that can look like religion. It can look like consistency in your life. It can look like the way you interact with other people. Sometimes those, I really believe that if you really want to be a spiritual person, it's really how we respond to our closest relationships with people and the journey that allows us to expand those relationships.
So say that again. It's how we react to the people that we're closest to?
Yeah, so our living our daily life and
sometimes,
how we
sometimes
respond.
I'm not reacting really very kindly.
And you know,
so what does that say?
It's not that we need to be hard on ourselves.
Yeah, and I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Like I even said when we sat down, I am on such a powerful mission, an internal mission to not just find balance, but have it, live it, breathe it. So I'm like doing all of these things, and I'm sorry to be silly and joke, but sometimes I fall out of that beautiful place that I'm in. And I don't react well to people that are in my life. And my reactions are reactive, right? For lack of a better term. But anyway, so this is, it's part of it. You believe it's part of how we interact with other people in our life, sort of what determines where we are spirituality-wise, or...
It's a lifelong process, really. Mm. And I think that in ways we have to be gentle with ourselves, and we have to begin to want to see where in our lives we can make shifts, where we can align, where can we make the steps, have the relationships, and skillfully attain a place of enjoyment in our lives. And like I say, like an enormous power of love. Can also be, you know, your spirituality. How well do you love? How well do you respond to people with love, especially during, you know, the trying times, which happens to all of us because we're human.
We're all human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how far has your wellness center come? You opened in 2013. And how far has it come? Like how far have you come?
It has been a journey. It has been a roller coaster of highs and lows. And you really, it's important to like stay grounded in any way that you can. But I remember back in like 2009, and I sat my family down and I'm like, this is going to happen. I'm going to open a wellness center. And my vision was so big. And then once you begin to like align with these synchronistic events that help you to find the right people, the right places, the location, the modalities, it's interesting because it never really turns out the way you had planned, but it can be just as good or better.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
So 2013 is really when I began to delve into these modalities and find and seek what really is going to help people energetically to make shifts in their life spiritually and to be able to apply techniques and skill to their life, to be able to live a life that they want that's unique to them. So
you're teaching them to skills that they can use on their own.
Yes, spiritual skills, science-based skills, subtleties in energy. When you begin to learn about energy, it shifts everything in your life.
I know. Have you ever read the book, The Secret? I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you believe in the law of attraction? Is that different than spirituality? I guess it's a little bit different.
I mean, spirituality is like defined as this aspect of the human condition where we want to connect with something greater.
Yeah.
Now that
and it's our soul. It's our soul.
Beautiful. I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
So, yes.
But, and the law of attraction, though, is, well, it's infinite.
Yes. Yeah, life is infinite.
Yeah.
It really is. There are so many possibilities, and I think that the law of attraction has its own little corner in the spectrum of spirituality, and there's good things to pull from it as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I think that that was one of the most known aspects of the beginning of the revolution in this world
of spirituality
and energy. Yes.
Well, now what is your vision for the look at the eyes light up. What's your vision for the wellness center?
My vision for the wellness center is, it's funny, it has changed so much in the past 6 months.
That is so good.
You know, I thought I was going to go one way, and then the universe said, no, we want you to do this. So I ended up expanding the center. So now it's two rooms, and then the studio part of it in the building. The long-term vision, you know, I can't concretely really say, but I know the feeling that I get, and it's really to instill within women, even men, that they can be happy no matter what they have gone through.
Yeah.
They can heal, and even if they are going through illness, they can still be of health. 'Cause it really is in our mind.
I know. do you like Louise Hay?
I love her, yeah.
Oh, my God. She was the first books that I picked up when I was in my early 20s. You can heal your life. You can heal your body. Mm-hmm. And I totally believe all of that. Well, I think we have to go to break. Oh, not quite yet. All right. So there are many people with practices. So we'll try to get one more question in before the break. And they all focus on inner healing. So I love that this is happening, that this the world is shifting, as you say. But nobody can be you. Mm-hmm. So what is it about your wellness center and your mission that sets you apart from others? Why do you want people to come visit you?
What a juicy question. So I truly believe that within society, we have been taught certain things that are not correct views.
Limiting.
They're views. Limiting. Mm-hmm. They're erroneous. Mm. And it is our job as healers, as practitioners, for me anyways, to really guide that person back to their truth, their purity, their health, and their ability to pull from their inner resources to be able to heal themselves, whether it is tapping into their wisdom, their perception, their intuition, their logic, even their ego. Sometimes we need that. And also bringing forth and empowering them to empower themselves from a deep intrinsic level.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait to come back and visit again. We do have to go to break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how you say that the field that you're in is not just about self-healing. So I hope you stay with us. My guest is Linen Munoz, and you can find her on Facebook at Karma Connects Wellness Center. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter one today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Not beautiful like that. We are beautiful in many other ways. Love that song though, Ed Sheeran. Okay, so before we went to break, we were talking about how I love that you say that the field that you're in is not just about self-healing. What is it really about? What is this micro macro?
Well, to bring it back a little bit more, I mean, the alternative and holistic and wellness spectrum of modalities that are out there in our communities are really rising up from ancient wisdom techniques, ancient rituals. And so as we know within life, there are many cycles that we go through. So this micro change, if you think about it, it is us. And when we change within us, then our communities change. The world changes.
So I love how you say that about women. When you help one woman change, I wrote it down somewhere. When one woman is transformed, a community is transformed.
Seriously, it's a paradigm shift, and I've seen it so many times with friends, family, myself. And when you have that paradigm shift in a in an individual, communities change. So this is beginning to pull in the principle of alchemy, of when we transform and understand ourselves at a deep level, then we can transmute and dissipate pain into inner power, hate into love, war into peace, fear into gratitude.
When we say that again, when we, this paradigm shift, when we allow ourselves to accept it?
When we begin to learn about ourselves deeply and the way we are so closely connected to the world and this interconnectedness of the individual and the collective. When we really begin to see how so deeply we are connected to the world, then we can really begin to change. Change ourselves and change our communities and change the family. So this whole holistic and alternative care, it's really a revolution.
Yes.
And it is rising up because it is working for people.
Yes, exactly. That's
it's
why it's rising.
It's giving them body, mind, soul, and spirit in a holistic fashion.
And it's helping people find purpose.
It's helping people to find deep, immense purpose. And that will look differently for everyone.
Yeah. And really, when you're open to it, you have to be open to it, right? Now, the people that you want to come and partake in your services, so you offer classes Monday through Friday at night.
Yes.
And that's through your center. And then privately, Monday through Friday during the day, you can have private lessons. So I'm glad to hear about that because I want a private lesson on a Friday.
Yay!
Because that's when I schedule my stuff, Fridays and Saturdays. You are located in Abington. Where is your location?
It's 204 Brockton Ave.
Yes, okay.
Abington, Mass. And it's on Route 123 in the Jack Conway Building.
In the Jack Conway Building. That was easy to find. Plenty of parking.
Plenty.
And so really, going back to this being open to being aware, it's not even about receiving. It's just being aware. I mean, I live in the center of my universe. I'm not trying to be conceited or selfish, but I literally feel the center. I am the center of my universe. You know what I mean? And I'm just more open to it than I ever have been before. Now, the age range of people you want to support, because this is sort of happening to me in my 50s, but you are open to people that are anywhere from 25 to 50.
Correct.
Like in that age range. Yes. And who is that ideal person you want to support?
So that ideal person is usually struggling with a lack of direction, motivation, energy blocks, anxiety, you know, really
anything
from, you know, not feeling supported, any health issues that they want a different perspective on.
A different perspective, not a second opinion.
No.
Different perspective. That's interesting.
Yes.
And what is this energy diagnosis that you offer? Because I want that.
Yeah, it's amazing. So this,
your energy is off the charts, Nicole. You need to calm, you need to calm down. No.
Your energy. You know that.
What is the energy diagnosis?
So the energy diagnosis is this amazing certification I went through And it has to do with the inner energy centers within our body, also known as chakras.
Oh, I love learning about chakras. I don't know anything.
Well, each of them withhold these spiritual DNA qualities that when the chakra is promoted correctly and is balanced, then we are on fire in life.
Spiritual DNA. I love that.
And you know, what's included is like, is this scan that I do, and it's very intuitive.
And it's a Reiki scan?
Nope. A Reiki scan is a little bit different, where you can feel different sensations. But this intuitive scan, I actually get images, words, sensations, and then colors.
Wow.
And I'm guided to what chakra in your body needs the support. But the thing is, when you when you figure out what chakra needs the most support and you connect to your impressions of the past that have been holding you back, you get tremendous insight onto where you should be going in the future.
And it almost can it catapult you.
Like, absolutely.
Because I kind of feel like I'm being catapulted right now. Like, just, well, not right this minute. Not going to catapult out of the building. But I feel like because I'm so open to it and I'm so hungry for it. Like, I feel like it's happening so fast. Just like when I first started meditating and I was getting such vibrations all the time, that I had to slow down the meditation because I was freaking myself out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the so the energy diagnosis, it's not a Reiki thing, but it's intuitive.
It is.
And
yes.
This can come in the form of a consultation, or is this something that happens after the consultation?
I definitely offer free consultations, and this would happen in a spiritual counseling session.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
That's what I want. I got to write that down. Spiritual counseling session. All right. What are your top three favorite modalities or services that you provide? Because a Reiki is a sort of a modality, right? What are your top three favorites? How are they different? And can one person arrive at the same goal using any one of those?
Ooh.
I love this
double
question.
Double hitter.
I love this question.
My favorite modality
And
is,
we have to go to break soon, so okay. If you want to split it up.
Chanting. I love chanting, and I'm developing more of that now and implementing it in to facilitate soon. Also, guided meditation.
I love that.
And then I do these master healing sessions are not just Reiki, but I call them Reiki because most people know it by that.
And they need to wrap their brain around something.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So it is like this master session of like seven different modalities in one. And it can be like small manipulations to the body that are very light and subtle.
But can have huge impacts.
Huge impacts, yes. And everyone reaches a different place after these sessions. Most people feel like they have this tremendous sense of wholeness or reset.
Oh, reset. Love the reset. Okay. On that note, we got to go to break. My guest is Lynn Munoz, and you can go to Facebook or find her wellness center at Facebook at Karma Connects Wellness Center. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WAETD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Hi, I'm Tara Menard with Tara Menard Coaching. The reason why I love Powerful Women Revealed and keep coming back for more is because with Nicole's help, she brings clarity to my mission. Join the movement and tune in every Sunday after the news at noon and support the women in your community and beyond.
Angels flying. Wind at her heels, serpent. aprons gliding, nothing revealed. Food bag circles, I believe it's my beginning. Whoa, gone are those winters, gone are those days, gone are those choices to be recklessly brave. I'm guided by angels, decided by choice, it's my beginning.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I got to give a shout out to who that is. That is Honeymoon Bay by Xavier Rudd. Mm. Is that how you say his name?
Yes, very good.
And so this is one of your favorite artists.
I am really liking him lately, yes.
How'd you find him?
These two dancers on Facebook, they matched up their little dance with this
gentleman's work.
And I just love it. It's so tribal.
It's tribal, it's beautiful, it's soft, it's welcoming, it's all of those things. Well, so before we went to break, we were talking about your three favorite modalities. Chanting. Oh, I can't wait to hear more about this. Do you want to share a little bit more about that before we go to the next thing? What is chanting?
Sure, yes. Chanting is a form of meditation, and it really activates the throat chakra, and it makes you feel super expanse, like in your cells and your heart center. You can feel it opening up more.
Is this the biggest blocking chakra that some people have?
It can be, yeah.
The throat chakra. Do you see that in a lot of people?
Because we create life when we speak.
And, you know, if we are not voicing.
Expressing our truth.
Voicing our concerns, or if we're not heard, it can all get stuck right there.
Absolutely, yeah. Huh. I mean, think about the thyroid. How many people in this world have thyroid issues?
I'm healing my thyroid right now.
Great.
Just by changing my diet. That's all I'm going to say.
That's empowering.
All right, so guided meditation. I love that. I listen to Deepak Oprah. I made his last name Oprah instead of Chopra. Well, because it's the two of them.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't even like the other stuff that comes out that doesn't have her in it.
You know? Super Soul Sunday, right?
But I'm like totally, now I meditate all throughout the day.
Mm.
I've never done that before.
Great.
And I'll just, and now I'm writing the book to meditative music. It is unbelievable. But anyway, back to you. Let's get back to you. You have multiple fields that you've studied. Mm-hmm. Which certification do you most find the most rewarding, or which did you receive the most recently? Or both questions, actually.
Yeah. It really depends on the client that I'm seeing. Because it is most rewarding to work with somebody who's really ready to open up using a specific modality.
So all of the things that you've learned and educated yourself on, they're kind of all equal to you? Interesting answer.
Definitely.
And so it's really whoever you're pouring it into that will be your new favorite?
Yes.
Wow.
Because why would I want to use a modality on somebody who doesn't want that?
Oh,
you know what I'm
there
saying?
You go. Okay.
I want it to work for you. I want to like curtail a supportive plan for my clients, whether that's energy work or the spiritual counseling or the empowerment coaching.
Mm. Now, we talked a little bit about when you offer your classes. Everything is found on your website. And you did share with me over the break that there's pricing there. So people can sort of see, like, you offer different. I haven't looked at your price, your website, so I apologize for that. But I will be going to it now because I'm going to be signing up for some stuff.
Great.
So, but you said to me over break that people, if they don't see a combination of something, you know, you can be creative and it's your wellness center. You can sort of, especially if it's an individual private session.
Absolutely. Private sessions. I'm open to whatever the individual wants.
Okay.
We can create the
plan. Now, we talked about the three services in the last segment, your three favorites that you love. Okay. What are the three services that you wish more people would be open to? Like, is there a misconception or something that holds people back? Like, they really want to try this, but I know Reiki, so I'm just going to go with the Reiki.
You know, everyone who's walked through my door in the past 4 months has been super open. And I feel like so blessed because
that's who you're attracting.
I'm attracting these women who are incredible, and you're one of them. You know,
thank you.
It's just, I feel so blessed to be surrounded by all of these empowering women who are supporting other women. And, you know, there's no inferior complexes. But I think that more people are being more open to chanting. And they want to be, because it's really powerful. I feel like it can be more powerful than, you know, silent meditation.
I would love to, I'm writing the chanting down, because I would love to experience that. I have to say, you had a gong thing happening at your open house recently. I thought that was the most beautiful thing. I'm searching now for meditations with gongs in them, because it was so powerful for me. What was, I don't even know how to say that yoga.
Kundalini yoga.
Kundalini yoga.
And Nancy West taught that. And she's teaching the series that goes to the end of September, but the class is actually completely sold out, which is awesome.
Oh, so I have to wait for the next time to sign up. And who's the other gal that is in your wellness center?
So happy to have Megan McGonigal, and she is our licensed acupuncturist, cranial sacral, and astrologer.
I want to try the craniosacral thing too.
Yes.
I've got the crunchy neck I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want to try that too. But this is beautiful. And, you know, so getting back to the actual sessions, we got to go to break soon. But, you know, how often do you see transformation after just one session? Like, I know the answer to this, but how often do you see it?
Every time.
And can you give an example? Like, for me, I walked away from just a little snippet of that. How do you say the yoga again?
Kundalini yoga.
Kundalini yoga with that gong happening. Like, I had a tear in my eye. I walked away just heightened, just spiritually lifted.
Well, I've really worked on myself a lot to be able to hold that kind of space for people, whether it is privately or in facilitated workshops, classes, which is kind of a new area for me in this new role I'm stepping into facilitation. But I really believe in myself, and I really believe that my purpose here is to support other women to step into the role, the shoes, the unique lifestyle, whatever it is that truly sets them on fire.
Or to help them find what's going to set them on fire.
Right.
In a good way.
Or heal.
Or heal.
Sometimes we can heal but not be cured. And sometimes we can cure.
And still not be healed.
All
right. On that note, we got to go to one more break. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Lynn Munoz, and you can find her on Facebook at Karma Connects Wellness Center. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial, spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed, and I have to give a shout out. That was Post Malone, Circles, and I love the line he says, "We're feeding the flame because we can't let go." Like, that was just the most beautiful song.
I've never even heard that song. It's beautiful.
Well, my daughter introduced it to me, so it's great to have little millennials and centennials running around. But right? Because they help feed me. I'm like, I got a show coming up. You got any good songs? But anyway, so Feed the Flame because we can't let go. And we were saying just before we came in, you know, he's got tattoos on his face, Post Malone. I just saw pictures of him on the internet. But he's a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is a beautiful soul.
So true.
I have a lot of tattoos, but I ain't that committed. I can't put any tattoos on my face. Yeah. My wrist. I got love on my wrist. That's as far as I could go.
Love.
This is our last segment. It's going to go by pretty quickly. I just want to ask you, how often are you looking inside yourself? Because you really want to practice what you preach.
Every single morning, I dedicate time to chant, meditate, connect my mind with my body. I write, I journal.
How many hours does that take?
Oh, gosh. Is it got, like, sometimes one or two, three? I go somewhere and I get lost.
That's great, though.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. I used to pour all my energy into emails and everything else in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then one day I decided, you know what? I'm not going to go step one foot in my office until 10 a.m.
Yes. Mornings are sacred.
Was so, and then most recently I was like blowing off the meditation and not getting it done, and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna get my coffee and meditation is gonna be my number one. And then it was too much noise happening with the kids waking up, so I'm like, you know what, that's gonna start happening a little earlier every day.
Yeah,
like you just shift as you go along if it's not working anyway. So every day is your answer. Well,
yes.
I love that. If you could change one thing about this whole holistic and integrative industry, what would you change?
I really wish that medical professionals would apply it more to their life, especially their life and their practice.
You mean like nurses?
Nurses, doctors, you know, specialists.
Mm.
I know some of them do, but they're in and they're trained in a way that is only really in this spectrum, this area.
Yeah, and there's a lot of energy that they have to take on.
Yep.
Hard energy. So those people need support.
Yes, and the only real way to make the change is when the people lead, the leaders will follow. I forget who said that, but it wasn't me. But I love it.
Wow. Well, it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You can't go out there and just blame. You can't.
Yeah. And I love that you said, because you gave me a sort of a list of your ideal person to support.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you said not the ideal person is not the person complaining and blaming and not wanting to be open for solutions.
Right. They're just not there yet.
Yeah. It doesn't mean they won't be.
Doesn't mean they won't be. Because haven't we all been there?
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes. And it took years for me to recognize, and I still blame and complain.
Yeah.
I still do it.
Right, but not as much because you're meditating in the mornings.
Yes, I am. And the blaming is happening and the complaining is happening less because I'm so grounded spiritually that I'm just smiling, you know, things when the milk gets spilled on the floor.
Yeah.
Things are not bothering me as much.
Mm.
But now what I want to ask you is a really powerful question.
Okay, I'm ready.
What do you hope will happen globally with society as a whole?
Oh my gosh, you know, I'm so lofty about this. Like, I'm all about peace, world peace, and love, you know?
Yeah.
In order to really have that peace and love, you have to embrace the worst qualities of yourself and fill them to the capacity of love, and then they ultimately dissipate. It sounds so counterintuitive sometimes. Like, for instance...
But you wish more people would do that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are. Mm. I really do think a lot of people are waking up.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of life, you know?
Yeah.
We're evolving.
And sometimes people don't wake up until they turn 50 like I did.
Sometimes that happens, and that's just your karmic
path. It's just my journey.
It's your journey.
And I was awake to a lot of different things throughout the years, but I'm just really awakening now.
It's beautiful.
I know. I love it. I love it. I love you.
I love you too.
You are amazing. You can go to Karma Connects Wellness Center on Facebook to connect with Lennon Munoz. I want to leave you with one final quote. This is by Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm.
The great courageous act that we must all do is to have the courage to step out of our history and past so that we can live our dreams.
I love that.
Isn't that beautiful? I love Oprah.
Me
yeah.
too.
She's awesome. I know I'm dating myself when I say that, but I don't care.
No.
All right. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.